Well, during this hour, we focus on youth, youth expression, and youth activities. Coming up in about 20 minutes, you're going to hear from the Hillel String Quartet, four siblings that were last on our show a couple years ago. And they're going to play. In fact, here they come. They'll be here playing in our next half hour for you. Just a tremendously talented group. And we've got some talented people here in studio right now. Stephen Bodner is here, and his daughter Stephanie. Stephanie's in third grade at Reserve Primary in Shaler. Her teacher, Kim Young, is here. And Slim Forsyth is here, too. And we're going to be talking about the Caring Program for Children. And Kim, I'm going to turn to you first. Tell us a little bit about what this program is and why you decided to get involved.
Before I do that, I just wanted to say that one of our student representatives isn't here, and that's Emily Morrison. She's home today, and we just wanted to say hello and hope she gets a little bit better.
Oh, Stephanie, is Emily a good friend?
Yeah.
Do you want to say something special to her so she'll feel better?
I hope she gets better.
Well, me too.
I'm sorry, Larry. I just wanted to stop there.
Oh, no. I'm glad we did.
The Caring Program does a lot of wonderful work for people in our community. It provides health care for families who can't afford it, as well as grieving support for families in need. Currently, there is a caring place on Stanwyck Street in Warrendale, also in Erie, Pennsylvania, and in Lancaster, Pennsylvania.
Now, I knew about the one on Stanwyck Street, but I didn't know about those other locations. And if you remember the Mr. Rogers dinosaur, it used to be right there on Stanwyck Street, and now there's still, I believe, a Fred Rogers display in the window. And that's terrific. Now, you teach at Reserve?
That is correct.
And why, as a teacher at the school, did you get involved?
I think that, first of all, our school has done this program, and I've been a participating member for the last 9 years. And the core of the program is getting kids to help kids. And it's small fundraising events, it's large fundraising events, and it really has an impact on our children seeing that we can do good things for others.
Well, that's very good. And this benefit is really unique because you're hearing a teacher at the school involved, and one of her students is Stephanie Bodner. And Stephanie, tell me, you know, why this is important to you to be involved.
I just think that it's nice that we're helping other children, and I'm very proud of that.
That's good. What kinds of things do you think are important for people to know about helping others? Have you thought about that much?
No, not really.
These children that you're helping, are you thinking that maybe they'll feel a little happier knowing that others care?
Yes.
I would imagine that's the case. What have you been doing in school to try to help?
We've been making money and sending it to them.
And the money can be used to help people who need medical help. And your dad is involved in all of this, too, which is kind of cool. And can you explain your dad's involvement?
He's doing a benefit.
And let's introduce him. His name is Steve Bodner, and his group, Damaged Pies, is one of the folks performing the Damaged Pies. And Steve, tell me a little bit about Caring Place and the role it plays for you and why you were so passionate about doing this.
First off, thanks for having us as always, Larry. You're always there for us. Thank Ricky. And what I like about this event is you can actually, we went to a luncheon, a kickoff luncheon at Heinz Field, and we got to hear one of the girls speak who actually did lose a brother. And just to hear her speak really brought it all home for me, because a lot of times when you raise money for some type of cause, you really don't get to hear from anybody that you're helping. It's more kind of we're just giving money and that's that. But to hear her speak really brought it all home. And I think that the Caring Place does help people, And to listen to her speak, it really sounded like something that people should get involved with. So I hate to say it, but you never know. You might need this someday.
Yeah, and the work there has always been just terrific. And it gives kids a chance to meet peers who are also going through some of the same things that they are. And in addition to Steve's group playing, and by the way, the benefit is November 19th at Club Cafe. Amanda Hertwig will perform, and the Damaged Paws. And then Slim Forsyth is a big part of things, too. Hello, Slim.
Hi, Larry. Great to be here again.
It's good good to see you. Slim's over on the sound stage over there. Slim, you wanna pick and play a little bit?
Well, I'd love to. Let me just say I'm solo today, but this will be the third time I've collaborated with Steve on one of these affairs. And this time, for the first time, I'll have my whole band there. So it'll be Slim Forsyth and the Park Lane Drifters, stand-up bass, steel guitar, country fiddle, and me. And so we're really excited about it and really looking forward to it. Yeah, Club Cafe is a beautiful place to play.
Just wanted to say one of the fun things about this for me also is to get to see Slim. Because it's funny, whenever I mention a benefit and I mention the Damaged Paws, people are like, oh, okay. And then I mention Slim's going to be there, and everybody's like, wow, where do I get tickets? So that's a fun part for me is just to see Slim play.
Well, Slim's in our performance area now, and you should know the cowboy shirt is on and the fancy strap. Don't know if the bolo is there. You're a little casual without the bolo. That's okay, but
no,
the hat
cowboy
is here.
Boots. I had to walk across the 6th Street Bridge to get here, so I just got
There's no bolo stores on the 6th
yeah.
Street Bridge.
So let's take a listen to Slim. He's one of the folks you'll get to hear at the benefit.
Well, this is a beautiful, intimate setting, Larry, and I wanted to take advantage of it to play my arrangement of a Stephen Foster song. As you know, I'm based in Lawrenceville now. I live at Needs Hotel. And in the title cut of the record we're working on now, which is going to be called Down on My Knees at Needs Hotel Again, I mention Lawrenceville-born and raised composer Stephen Collins Foster. And so I'm going to follow that on the record with my arrangement of my favorite Stephen Foster tune. I'd like to perform it for you now. This is Gentle Annie. We have roamed and loved mid the bowers when thy downy cheeks were in their bloom. Now I stand alone mid the flowers while they mingle their perfumes o'er thy tomb. Will we never more behold thee, never hear thy winning voice again. When the springtime comes, gentle Annie, when the wild flowers are scattered o'er the plain, thank you. the hours grow sad as I ponder near the silent spot where thou art laid, and my heart hangs down as I wander by the streams and the meadows where we strayed. Will we never more behold thee, never hear thy winning voice again? When the springtime comes, gentle Annie, when the wildflowers are scattered o'er the plain, when the wildflowers are scattered o'er.
Slim Forsythe. Thank you, Slim. And yeah, you guys can clap. I think you should.
Very nice.
And we're going to have Slim do another one in a second. But we'll talk more. This benefit is, if you're just joining us, it's coming up on the 19th of November, which is this coming Friday night, for the Caring Program for Children at the Caring Place. And it's an all-ages show, right?
No, actually, it's over 21.
Oh, it is over 20. Cafe. Okay, I'm glad we're checking that. So you won't be there, Stephanie? Or do you get to
We're
go
getting
with
her
the band?
A fake ID, Larry.
Okay, so it's Stephanie.
There's my teaching license, Stephanie.
Nah, you'll be good. Stephanie, what kind of things – I'm just curious. What do you like to do? Like, what do you enjoy doing for fun?
I enjoy coloring and playing with my cats.
What's your cat? What are your cats' names?
Ted and Mary.
I have two. Do they get along well?
Yeah.
Mine are Mimsy and Gracie, and sometimes they get along really well, and sometimes they fight a little bit and wrestle, but I think they're playing when they do that. What do you like to color?
Just mostly anything, as long as they don't have too much details.
You prefer, like, broader strokes and things. What do you use? Do you use pencils or markers, crayons?
A little bit of everything.
Oh, that's nice. What are you doing in school now? Like, in math, what are you learning about?
We're starting multiplication.
That's hard to learn, or are you getting it pretty easily?
I'm getting in a little in between.
Are you learning, like, times tables and things?
Yeah.
So 8 times 4 and things like that?
Yeah.
Do you know what that is? It's hard if you're just now learning.
We're not there yet.
We're not there yet.
We'll be there.
That's okay. And this is Mrs. Young, your teacher. Or is it Miss Young?
It's Mrs. Young, and I have the other third grade class. Stephanie has Mrs. Garreau, but we're almost there, and soon we'll know all of them, so we'll have to come back and impress you.
Oh, it's hard to learn them all.
And for now, let's open the lines.
we'll take the 30-second caller. This should be a great thing. Now, when you're outside, are there things you like to do outside for fun?
Sometimes just kind of walk around.
Well, yeah, that's fun to do that and look at things. It sounds like you like animals, too. Do you have any other favorite animals? Maybe not your cats, but just animals outside or that you like to look at?
Bunny rabbits.
I love rabbits, too. Just like there's a rabbit in our backyard now that I like to keep an eye on. So do you see some in your yard ever?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. Well, Steve, this is all happening, and can people just come to the door starting at 6?
Yeah, what we're doing is tickets are available on TicketWeb, www.ticketweb, and they're also available at the door the night of the show. And one thing I wanted to mention, too, is 11/19 is Caring Place Day in Allegheny County and in the city of Pittsburgh. And I believe the 18th is also Wear Blue Day in the state of Pennsylvania for the Caring Place. So there's a lot going on with this. And I really have to mention, too, that also I want to thank Fran Dudding, who's helping us put on the show, my wife Debbie, and Brian Mantkos is the MC. Brian's done several of these now, and he's really good because I would get up there and tend to ramble incessantly, but Brian's actually organized and could keep the show moving. So, yeah, just show up at the door. We'll have tickets, and it's going to be a nice night. We'll have some raffles. We're going to do a 50-50. We have some penguin sticks that we're going to be raffling off, a cheer basket, and we'll have some CDs and Damage Pie t-shirts available, so you can start lining up now and probably take a number that way to avoid the rush. And that's about it. Looking forward to it. And always thanks for having us, and I want to thank Amanda and Slim also for being there, and the rest of the Damage Pies for actually being there too.
Well, we're going to hear one more song from Slim. And Kim, is there anything else you'd like to mention?
I think that it's important to say thank you to the students and staff at Reserve, because this is one of our big events this year. But throughout the year, they support us in many ways, through our penny jug campaign, through our large raffles, through Wild Hair and Crazy Clothes Day or Hat Day. So the big thanks need to go out to the Reserve community for constantly supporting us.
And Stephanie, we have a special radio patch for you.
Thank you
for being on the air with us today. Is there anything else you'd like to say?
No.
Let's say good luck and get well soon to Emily again. We're sorry she couldn't join us. Emily Morrison, who hopefully is getting better. I'm sure she's getting better. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square in the Children's Museum of Pittsburgh, along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade.